Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I please have the zip code?
71913.
You said 71913. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. I have 71913. Thank you, ma'am. Can I have the first and last name?
Sue, S-U-E, Thomas, T-O-M-A-S, no H.
You said T-O-M-A-S?
Correct.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still looking for that name, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm. Is this Vainglorious?
I'm sorry, ma'am. What was that?
Vainglorious, Inc.
I'm not familiar with that name, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, that's what's on my account.
Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to locate the account, though.
It was February. February 19th.
Provide me with that zip code one more time. For whatever reason, it didn't go through properly.
I'm sorry?
Provide me with that zip code one more time. For whatever reason, it did not go through properly.
71913.
Okay. I apologize. It just kicked back to the beginning. I apologize about that. Okay. Not pulling up an account with that information. Let's try. Do you have an order number by any chance, ma'am?
I do not.
Okay, ma'am. You don't have an order number that could have been used?
No. This is from my credit card statement.
Okay, let's try the first six and last four of the card that's being billed, ma'am. I apologize.
Sue, S-U-E. L-T-O-M-A-S. L as in the middle name.
Spell that again, please.
First name is Sue, S-U-E. This is what's on my credit card, right? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I need the first six and last four of the card being charged, not the card name, the card digits. So the first six and last four of that card that's being built is what I need.
Hold on. I'll give you the last four. But I'm not.
I would need the first six and the last four, ma'am.
I don't like to do that. I mean, I shouldn't have to do that. You should be able to find it in your system.
I'm not pulling it up with the name, ma'am, so that's why I'm trying to pull it up with that card information, ma'am.
And the name on it says Vain, V-A-I-N, Glorious. Is that some company of yours?
I'm trying to pull up the account again. My name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies, ma'am. So for me to be able to see that you have services
that's
with
the problem. All right, hold on.
I'm waiting. Let me know when you're ready.
Hold on.
Of course, let me know when you're ready.
All right, the first four, 5, 4, 2, 4.
Okay, and then what's the last two numbers for that? Because I'm going to need the first six and last four is what I need.
I need, what do you need? The first four and what else?
First six digits and last four digits. So I'm just missing two numbers for the first six.
I only ever give the last four digits. You, like I said, if it's charged, you should be able to find it. And it was on the the February 19th.
Ma'am, I'm trying to pull up the account, and I'm not pulling it up with the name or the zip code. So the only other way, since you do not have an order number, I would need the first six and last four of the card being billed.
How about the security on the back?
Ma'am, I need the first six and last four of the card being billed, ma'am. That's what
five,
I need
four,
to pull up.
Listen. Okay, 5, 4, 2, 4, 1, 8.
Thank you. Last four?
2, 5, 8, 1.
Thank you. Okay. You said Sutton's, and then can I please have the shipping address that'd be associated with this account, ma'am? Hello?
Yes.
Can I have the shipping address that would be associated with the account, please?
109 Mills Terrace.
Thank you.
T-E-R-R in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Okay, ma'am. I've pulled up an account with that information. Allow me just a moment to go ahead and see what you have with us. Please stand the line. I see this is for the Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app. This app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans, recipe guides to eating better and feeling better, ma'am.
Okay, this was initially I don't want that. I had no intentions of doing that.
This was initially the cost for the $59.89 monthly service fee for that app. So this app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost energy and cut out the cravings for carbs and sugars. I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. I do see that today you are eligible for our discount of $40 off the monthly service fee, which bring that cost down to $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that?
No, I don't want any of it. I want it taken away.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get this canceled out for you, ma'am.
Okay.
Stand
will
in
line,
be a cancel your account out.
I'm sorry? Yeah.
I'm working on canceling your account out, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I'll go ahead and speak to my supervisor and see what we can do regarding the charges for you. Please stand in line.
I don't know that I've ever seen the app, actually.
It was created when you entered into the contest for the, again, you entered into a contest for the Dyson's vacuum. It stated that you were also going to be signing up for the meal planning app. We strictly only service the meal planning app. We do not service the contest committee for the contest entries. They would be the ones that would assist you with that contest entry. Please stand in line while I cancel this out.
Thank you.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. I'm getting this canceled out.
Okay. Will I have a refund next month, or will I?
I spoke with my supervisor and was able to get them to approve today a refund for you today of $55. There's a $5 non-refundable fee.
Okay.
So that'd be on the most recent charge that was billed on 3/22, a
$55
refund.
Okay. Do I have a confirmation number or anything?
I'm working on the refund, ma'am. I just need you to verify, is there currently a dispute on the account for these charges?
Yes. Oh, currently. No, you're the first call.
Okay. Please stand in line. I'll go ahead and get this taken care of for you, okay? And refunded.
Thank you.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here marking on the refund. Okay. I've gone ahead and got that.
Okay.
Canceled. I'm just finishing up your refund for you. Thank you for your patience,
you.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So the refund has been successfully issued.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I have a confirmation number whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
You'll be getting back $55 back to your account. That confirmation number is going to be 708-1430426.
Okay, got it. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.